Today's daf is daf Gimel, so we got to around 8 lines down from the top. The Gemara is still in the business of figuring out who authored our Mishnah. And comparing to various other cases where they say Mamon Mutal B'Safek, do we say Chalkin, Chalkin B'Shua, Chalkin B'Lo Shua, Kol Olam Dugvar. So the Gemara now says 8 lines down, Lema Masnisin Delo Krav Yossi. Suggests that our Mishnah is not like Krav Yossi. Di Krav Yossi Ha Amar, Krav Yossi holds, Im Kein Mahef Sid. Remai? So talking about a situation, let's say one person gives a money to a shomer, another guy gives a masayim to a shomer. So the shomer now has two people's money. And now each person claims that their money, they gave the masayim. Each one claims that 200 goes to them. So chachamim hold that you give each person back a money. That's fair because everyone at least did have a money. And then the final money stays in the shomer's possession until Eliyahu comes and figures out who really rightfully owned that second last 100. So then the Rabbi Yossi says, that's not really fair because Ramai really is owed 100. He's getting his $100 back. So the only guy who's losing out is the poor guy who put the Masayim in. So therefore Rabbi Yossi wants to be Knas the Ramai, and therefore no one should get any money back and hold all 300 money in the possession of the Shomer Ad Shevoliyahu. So he holds again Imkein Ma Hifsid Ramai. So that's the case. Our Mishnah, he should say the same thing. The Shnayim Ochsin Batalis, nobody should get it. Because I picked up the Metziah, and you grabbed it from me, so I'm the only one losing out here, and you're gaining here. So no one should really get it. This way, the Ramai loses out as well. So there, clearly, since the Mishnah says Yachlok, it cannot be authored by Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Ella again, Im Kein Ma Hifsid Ramai, Ella Kol Yehem Munach Ad Shev Eliyahu. That's Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi can't be the author of our Mishnah. Elamai, who authored a Mishnah? Rabbanan, you're going to suggest Rabbanan authored the Mishnah? Rabbanan hold, Kevin de Amri Rabbanan Hashar Yehe Munach Ad Shevol Yahu. Rabbanan agreed that each person gets the money back. It's that last money that stays in the Shomer's possession. So that's the Shar. So he holds the Shar remains Ad Shevol Yahu. Hanami Kishar Dami, Disfekahi. The whole Talis is considered Shar. Wherever there's a Suffolk, the Suffolk could be small or big, wherever there's a Suffolk, Rabbanan hold, that should be Munach Ad Shevol Yahu. So in the case of the mana masayim, so that last mana is the only shar. That's the suffix. So that's what's held onto. In the case of the talis, the entire talis is the suffix. So no one should say, no one should get it. It shouldn't be yachloku. The entire talis, even according to the rabbanan, should be munach ad shiav oliyahu. So who authored the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Hi Mai, what's going on here? I amis bishlma. If you say that rabbanan authored our Mishnah, so what's the difference for our Mishnah? He says yachloku." But by the case of the Shomer, he says, leave that last mana, Ad Shevol Yahu. Hosam, by the case of the Shomer, Vadai Hai Mane Dechad Minayu. It's definitely owned by someone. So we don't want to split that last mana up, give 50 to the Ramai and 50 to the guy who's losing out. That's definitely not true. One guy rightfully owns his mana. So we can't split it up. We can't say Yachloku there. So again, there, Hosam, Vadai Hai Mane Dechad Minayu. So Amri Rabbanan, Rabbanan says, Yehe Munach Ad Shevol Yahu. That mana, which is only owned by one person, though we don't know who, that has to remain until we find out who the rightful owner is. But Hacha, here by the case of Talis, Dikal Meimar, there's possible to say, to Tervayu, who, both of them rightfully own it, so Yachloku is an option, it's a chu, it's emes, it's kushtahi, so therefore Rabbanan are comfortable saying Yachloku here by the case of Talis, because it is possible they both picked it up at the same time. So Amri Rabbanan, Palgi Bishua. So therefore, do Yachloku Bishua by the Talis, as opposed to the case of the man of a Masai. But Ela Iyamis Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yossi authored our Mishnah, so then things don't make sense. Hashta, Mahasam, over there by the Mana Umasayim case, Dibivadai Ika Mana Lamar, Vika Mana Lamar, that there's definitely Mana, one Mana goes to this person, and definitely one Mana goes to the other person. That's for sure. And yet still, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehe Munach Ad Shevol Yahu, even though each person vaday owns money, it's a vaday case, and we still say, take all the money away and leave it aside till Yavul Yahu. So hacha, but here by the case of Talas, Dikla Meimar Dechaminayahu, here it's possible that one person owns it. We don't say vaday, this guy owns it, vaday, the other guy owns it. There's still an option that maybe only one person owns it there. So lo kol shekein. So certainly, if Rabbi Yossi is willing to take away money from the guy who rightfully owns it, so certainly here, where it's possible that no, only one person owns it, certainly he's willing to take the talis away from everybody. So he cannot be the author, Rabbi Yossi cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because he would say, Vadai Munach Ad Shiavo Eliyahu. So then the Gemara says, no, it's really possible, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi could author a Mishnah. How? Hosam vada ikir amai. By the case of the manu masayim, there's definitely a ramai there, so you have to impose a knas. To knas the ramai that no one should get any money. But hacha miyemer dikir amai. But here, who's to say that there's a ramai? Maybe ema tirvayu bahadadi agbayo. Maybe you and I picked it up at the very same time. There's no ramai here. We ran and cut it mamish the same time, so it's possible we both own it. So here, maybe Rabbi Yossi would be moda that you should be achloku bishru. So still unclear who authored the Mishnah. We're just saying it's possible that various people can work with the Mishnah. Inami. Alternatively, the Gemara explains, Hasam over there by the Manu Masayim case, Kanas le Rabbi Yossi the Ramai, there Rabbi Yossi penalized the Ramai, Kihechi de Lodi. In order for him to admit, the guy says, listen, if you're going to argue on that guy, that you're going to lose your $100. So the Ramai is like, I don't want to lose, I want that guy to lose money, I don't want to lose money myself. So that's going to hopefully encourage him to admit, okay, fine, I really own the money, the Masayim is his. That's why we knas him, because we want some results here. But Hacha my Pseida Islay. So when it comes to the case of here, the Talis, what loss is he at? What's he, if he admits, he's not losing or gaining anything. So the Gemara says, Tinach Metzia. This makes sense by Metzia. I'm not losing anything. It's an object found on the floor. I'm not going to gain or lose anything. So what gain do I have by admitting? So by being penalizing me won't affect my admission. The Gemara says, so Tinach Metzia. That makes sense by the case of Metzia. I'm not at a loss that the penalty will affect me. But Mekach Memkar, Ma'ik Lememar, by the Mekach Memkar case, it is a loss to me because we both paid money. Look at Rashi. Mekach Memkar, Ma'ik Lememar. Ha'o Kimnet, we already explained earlier, the Kibel Damim Mirtavayu. The Mocher accepted money from both parties. The guy who accepted Midaite and the guy Baal Karcha, the guy who forced the money in the face of the Mocher. Vihava Aminan Yehe Talis Vadamim Munachim. If we say that the talis and the money stays in the possession of the mocher, we figure out what's going on here, then there will be a pseida tila ramai. So it wouldn't make sense to say no one gets the talis, no one gets the money back. That would really work. So maybe Rabbi Yossi would say you should give a kanas here, and he shouldn't be the author. So the Gemara therefore says, you're right, el mechaversa kitashinan meikara. This last suggestion of the penalty of Rabbi Yossi in order to encourage him to admit, that's not going to explain why Rabbi Yossi might be the author here. So we're reverting back to the initial suggestion that's possible Rabbi Yossi authored the Mishnah. By the case of the Mana Masayim case, he says there that there's Vade Iker Amai, so we have to impose a penalty. But by the Talos case, where there's not definitely a Amai, maybe there's both of them picked up at the same time, therefore there's no reason to invoke a penalty, and he might still be the author of the Mishnah.
Prospect of them having picked it up at the same time that is applicable by Mekach and Memkar also?
No, because the Mocha is only willing to sell it to one person. There's a Dasa Chares Makna there.
So how do we have an answer to that?
I was thinking that the whole analysis till now doesn't really go well with Mekach and Memkar.
What, with the previous case?
Said that the Mishnah is telling us two,
right.
Two different cases, the Mitzvah and Mekach and Memkar, but we're saying Lema Masnis Rabbi Yossi is not Loka Rabbi Yossi. Are we only talking about, were we only suggesting it by Metzia?
No, by the whole case. So why doesn't it work for Mekach Memkar?
The Gemara says, Yeah, I'm a spiritual man like the Rabbanon, and I understand because over there, it can't both be true or whatever. Here in this case, they can both have be true.
Mm-hmm.
How could they both be true by Mekach Memkar? How'd they both take it at the same time?
Oh, in the earlier stage by Rabbanon.
Yeah, and same thing. And then later on also, the Gemara said, again, it brought the Svara of Hadi Adaniyahu by Rabbi Yossi too. Twice it brings the Svara. And then it just rejected it.
I thought it was originally going only on the race of the Mishnah, and they weren't taking it in account the second.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But I
hear.
Yeah. That's the case he confuses when he gets both of them. He isn't sure who he gets.
I hear. Okay, I'm not sure. Have to look in the back after.
You remember we had Rashi? Remember we had Rashi on Beis Amud Beis, the first white line, Imbur Bahadi Adadi Agbu.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So he says,
he says over there by Mekach Memkar. It's Shaykh to have both.
Aha, okay. So Shem L'Shem Nisratza. It's possible the Mocha wanted to sell to both. If it's possible he wanted to sell to both, then if that's the case, okay, fine. So then, okay, that answers the question. Fine, very good. The Gemara now says, "Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yossi. Either one of them, Hasam gavi chenvani apinkaso, dikasani zen nishva venotel, zen nishva venotel. a case from yesterday referring to about the, I think it was the father gave the money to the Chenvani, and he paid money to the Paulim or to the sons, and the Paulim says, we never got the money. And then the Baal Bai, and the Chenvani says, you never paid me the money. So each party says to the father or to the employer, you, the Chenvani says, you never gave me money. He takes a shvuah, and he takes money from the Baal Bais. And the Paulim says, you never paid me any money either. We worked hard for you, we field. The Chenvani didn't give us anything, so you owe us money. So the Baal Bais now lose out double. He's paying the Chenvani possibly double, or he's paying the Paulim. He's paying both of them. So the Gemara says, so zeh again, zeh nishva v'notel, zeh nishva v'notel. Maishna, what's the difference? The lo amrina nafke lamamona mi baal bais v'heimunach ad shevo liyahu. Why don't we just say, take the money? So the baal bais owes $100. He really owes $100 to the chenvani. That's what's supposed to be. The deal was, I'll give $100 to the chenvani, and the chenvani is going to give $100 worth of food to the palm. So he only owes $100. So let him just keep the $100 somewhere in the bezin, let's say, until they figure things out. This way he doesn't have to pay double. So the Gemara says, there's someone who's lying here. So just to apply, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan agree, there's always some amount we leave if there's a suffix. Munach adshi, hey bo, adshi evol aliyahu. So the Gemara answers, Amri, hasam, hainu taima, damerle, chenvani le baal bais. The reason why we make the baal bais pay double, both to the chenvani, then to the problem, because damerle chenvani le baal bais. Chenvani says, listen, ana shlichusa didach ka'avdina. I'm your shliach here. So my isli gabi sachar. I don't care about the sachar. I don't know who the worker is. I have no relationship with him. And afagav the kamishabi li, even though he took a shua to me, lo mehemini but I don't trust this guy to make a shua that he's owed. I owe him food. Hoi manta, you believed him. Do you? I believe. Dilamisli besadi. It's you that you didn't tell me in front of Adim. What you should have said was when we made the initial deal that you want to say that every time you give money over, you're giving food over to the Paulim. I want there to be Adim. You didn't make that specification. So therefore, I'm not trusting this sachir. You and I have a relationship. So you owe me money. So the Gemara says, fine. Havli, so give it to me. So that's why he owes the chenvani. The sachir is knocked out of the picture because the chenvani doesn't know him at all.
What?
He says, you didn't tell me, the chenvani says, you didn't tell me I need to give the food to the palim in front of an edim. You should have done that. So I don't need to bring Adim to say that I paid or didn't pay. The Sachar Nami, so now the Baal Bais has to deal with the Sachar, who should have received the money, the food from the Chenvani, and they claim they didn't. So Amar Leila Baal Bais, they say to the Baal Bais now, Ana Avdi Avidra Gabech, we did money in your farm. My Isle Gabi Chenvani, we have nothing to do with the Chenvani at all. Ava Gav the Mishabili, even though they took a Shua to us, that they gave us food, Lo Mehemnili, we don't trust, we don't know who this Chenvani is. Therefore, both of them have a good claim, and they don't trust the shua, that the shua won't work, because they don't have to trust the shua of the other party, who they don't know and they don't trust. And therefore, they both have a good claim to take a shua and be no-tell from the baal bais, even though it means double. The Tosa asks an interesting question. We're not going to get to the answer because you need to know the Gemara he's quoting. But just look at Tosa's question for a moment. He says, "Velo amrisli havli besadi." The Chenvani says, "You didn't tell me I need to give in front of Adim, so I don't have Adim that I gave the money, but I gave the money to the Paul." Tema lemale bal habayis letikuni shadartich velo lavlosi. There's a concept we have many places in Shas. You know, I only want you to be my shliach, the Chenvani, for my benefit. But to cause me a problem, to lose double, you're not my shliach anymore. So he quotes the Gemara here and explains differently. That's the only situation where you made some specifications of how you want the shlichas to go down. But since he didn't make specifications of doing in front of Adim, that's the Mishalech's fault here. Not because he messed up. The Chenvani didn't mess up. He didn't do anything wrong. Mishalech was a bad businessman. He should have he should have protected himself with Adim. Fine. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots.
In other case, we have two people who put money by this guy. Can't they make a similar taina? They say, I'm doing a deal with you. I had no clue that you're dealing with a Ramai on the other side. It has nothing to do with me. In fact, some other dude wants to taina against him.
Yeah, because the guy is saying, listen, what do I have to do with the other guy who stands? I only have that to do it. If you wouldn't be involved, I wouldn't have
so a problem. I think the idea, the answer, I don't know where I saw this from. I could be making this up also. I think it's similar to find by a roa, by a shepherd. He's a trustworthy guy. So when you give money to the bank, you know the bank's going to take money from other people as well. They're a trustworthy entity. It's not like a random guy I'm giving it to. By a shomer, a chenvani is not known to be a guy who's trustworthy necessarily. He's a store owner. My local guy I go to. the bodega. But here, by the bank, a shomer, so I know, just like he's watching my money, he's going to watch some other person's money. So I think that's part of the understanding in that case.
But here, the case is that you get money to a socher, not to a shomer.
Right, so by a chenvani, there's no ne'emanus. So I don't think other people have the same deal with him.
The other case is also like a chenvani.
No, it's more like a shomer. I gave the guy to watch, to shomer my money. Here's $100, I'm going overseas, please watch this money for me. So by a shomer, there's right. trust there. I don't give the money to anybody. A chenvani, if I need to give the guy food, the only bodega in town is this guy. I don't necessarily trust him. I have a relationship, but he's not a guy of nemanis necessarily, like a shomer is.
And the shomer didn't have a chiyuv to write down who gave him what. Isn't he has zero responsibility?
We don't have any idea. You know what? The Gemara thing talks about this later on in the parak, now that you're mentioning this. The Gemara does talk about this. Because why doesn't he remember who gave it to him? The Gemara might say later on, I don't know which staff this is, that it's possible they both gave the money to him at the same time. It is discussed, now that you're mentioning it, it's discussed. I don't remember if it's here in this parak or somewhere else, but they talk about why didn't he know. If he did know, that would answer the question, but I don't remember. I think the Gemara will address it. We'll see. Not today, but maybe later on in the parak. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Marna li biyotcha, so $100 of mine is in your hand, meaning you owe me $100. V'hala omer ein lecha biyadi klum, I have nothing of yours in my possession. And the Edom say, you owe $50, 50 of it you do owe. So notice in the Chamishim, so I now owe $50 to you. Chamishim Zuz. V'yishpa, I need to make a shua al ashar, shelo tehe hodas piv gedola me'adaz Edom. So this is going to be a little bit involved now. It's a concept called modi b'miktas. Pasuk says, ki hu zen parshas mishpatim. If I'm modi b'miktas, if I admit on my own, so then the Torah says I need to make a shua that I don't pay the other amount. So the Gemara says, not only if I admit, but even if Edom say I'm chayv half of it, I also have to make a shua on the other half as well. So let's understand this case again. So even though the Edom say I'm chayv half, I need to pay the other half. Why? Shelo te hodas piv gedola me'adas Edom mikal v'chomer. Because if my personal hoda would result in a shua modi b'miktas, so certainly Edom, which is a higher level, certainly that should also be mechayv me to take a shua on mode b'miktas. Okay. V'tana tuna, shnai, in the Brisa says, our Mishnah, shnaim ochsim metalis, ze omer ani mitasir v'chulei, v'ha hacha kevin de tafis anan sadi, de mai de tafis hai didei hu, umai de tafis didei hu, because ani yishpa. So what happens here is, so our Mishnah is a raya for this, because I'm holding on to my object, and you're holding on to your object half and half. Now I need to take a shua on the rest of it. I don't own it, or you know, I only this part is mine. So you see, so for the number of assumptions, a lot of things going on here. Number one is when I'm holding on to something, it's anansadi. That's viewed as a real mamish edim. We're bringing that. There's no edim here, but my holding of the object is viewed like edim. That's the raya that if real edim come on another case, that can result in a modim b'miktas. So there's a big discussion. The Ritva says here, when a person holds an object, that's a clear raya that he owns it. That's muchzako, so something that's in your possession. As opposed to the Rush, very important, because the Rush says, no. If I'm holding my phone, it doesn't mean it's mine, but it means you can't take it from me. But I don't necessarily own it. That's not a raya. I don't have a, unless I have a document, unless I have Edom, holding it just means you can't take it from me. Either cheskas ma'akama, but it's not necessarily a raya of bilis. So Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, there are two types of muchzakos. One muchzakos, which means I mamish, it's a raya that I own it. And one is that I just protect it from you taking it from me, but not necessarily that I own it. That's not a raya that I own it. That's a machlokas found in Rishon.
Not an aid then.
What?
According to the second story, you're not really an aid.
According to the second story, I'm not an aid. Exactly. I'm not nothing. It's not raya. Just right. I have the cheskas ma'arikama. You have to burn a proof is on you.
Right. So this goes according to the first.
This goes according to the. It sounds like it goes. The Tosa, the Rush kind of dilutes Anansadi. It's not really Edom. He has to work in this sugya, work this out a little bit better. So now we have Modi b'miktas is chayiv midiraisa. And then Edom is chayiv because of a kal v'chomer. So then they talk about, what about Bezdin? Let's say Bezdin is mechayiv me to pay half the money. Would that also result in a shvua Modi b'miktas? So it's machlokas in the Rishonim. They create a case. Let's say Adam asks $100 from me, and I say I only owe you $20. And Eid Echad says, I deny everything. I'm sorry, I deny I owe nothing. Now an Eid Echad comes and says, I owe $20, an Eid Echad. So I'm supposed to take a shua. An Eid is mechayiv me to take a shua. But I'm a guy who can't trust. I don't trust my shvuas. So if I can't make a shvuah, I need to then pay $20 based on the Eid Echad. Basin says I need to pay $20 because I'm not trusted to take a shvuah. So it's a basin's mechayim me to pay. So the Shitas Gaonim say that I have to take a modem b'miktas now since I'm paying half the amount of money, even though basin's mechayim me to pay. That's a shvuah modem b'miktas. And Rambam argues it's not true. Only if I admit to it, or if Adim say I owe money. But if Basin makes me pay half the amount of money, I don't have to make a Shua Modem Mixas. So what's the machlokas whether Basin's Chiv results in a Shua Modem Mixas or not? So the big machlokas in the Achron, how to understand what Basin's role is. One hand you'd say, Basin's the strongest entity we have. Imkei Makoch, Basin Yafe. What good is Basin? If Basin's am Chayiv, that's greater than my Hoda, is greater than Adim, of course it should result in a Modem Mixas, Mikal Vachomer. Others say, no. Basin's not a raya, though. It's no raya. When I admit, that's nemanus. When Adam say, that's nemanus. When Basin's mechai me to pay, it's not because nemanus, it's because I can't pay, I can't make a shvua. It's because I can't make a shvua, they said I need to pay. But not because it's nemanus, because there's any raya of any sort. So that's why they say Basin cannot mechai me to pay. Okay. Fine. So let's go weiter now. So Gemara says now, what does it mean that we don't want Hoda, my personal admission, to be stronger than Edom? Mikal v'chomer. Hold on a second. Mikal v'chomer. Shelo tomar, we shouldn't say Hodas piv hu deramia rachman shuola. Then maybe we don't want to say the following, that only when I admit will that result in a modem mixas, but Edom won't result in a modem mixas. So the Gemara explains, why is it true that when I admit I need to take a shua modem b'miktas? Kidirabba. Rabba holds, I'm a rabba, mipnei ma'amr Torah. What's the reason why the Torah says modem b'miktas hataina yishpa? If you claim 100 and I admit 50, I need to take a shua. Because there's a chazaka that ain't adam meis panav mipnei balchov. If you lend me money, I have so much chutzpah to say in front of your face, you didn't give me anything, you didn't do a tova for me. I'm a human being. I'm a yid. I'm not going to deny that. I really want to deny everything because I have no money to pay you with. But the reason why I couldn't deny, I couldn't look you in the eyes and deny everything. So mishum de'ain edem ma'is panav. So therefore I couldn't deny everything. So I admitted, oh yeah, I owe you $50. That's a psychological point. Or hi, bakuli by the low delay. I really want to admit I owe you full $100. I you lend me money. I want to pay you back. But v'hai de lo odi, the reason why I didn't admit to you right away is because ishamute hu de kimishami. I'm trying to avoid you minei because I didn't have the money on me now. I have $50 on you now. I'll say I owe you $50. You'll take me to Bezdin. I'll buy myself some extra time. Ad dehavi li zizei aparinile until I find money and pay you back the remaining $50. So because of this, Am Rachmana Rami Shvua Aleh Kihechi Dilo Dilei Bekule. The Torah says, "We're mechayim me to take a shvua in order to get me to admit." Okay, if I denied everything, that probably means I'm telling the truth, because I wouldn't deny everything if you really lent me money. So it must be I'm telling the truth. But once I admit partial, that's already making us wonder. Maybe you're only admitting partially because you don't have the chutzpah to deny everything. So maybe you're admitting a little bit just to make yourself more comfortable, but you really owe the full amount. So then the Torah imposed a shvua in this case. So then the Gemara says, "Aval ha'adas edim delekel meimar hachi." When it comes to edim, there's I denied everything, and then edim say I owe $50. So from a psychological point, the fact that I denied everything sounds like I've got an emunus. And now the edim say I owe $50, so the edim should be trusted. All I should have to pay is $50. I have no pun of here. So therefore the Gemara says, "Emalo." So therefore there shouldn't be a shvu in the case of edim. Kamash Malan, Kavachomer. No. The problem is, we don't want people to think that a Hoda could result in a Shvu Modem Mixas. But Edom can't result in a Modem Mixas. People are going to start belittling the Koach of Edom. So therefore, we said Edom result in a Modem Mixas as well.
But if I go to someone and say, you owe me 100, and then I bring Edom, and he says, no, and he says, you only owe me 50, I only owe you 50, and I have Edom that I only owe you 50. He doesn't have to, there is no Shvu, right? I don't understand why there should be a
shua. But this case here is the guy denied everything. Right. So now he's a liar.
You
now he lied. Okay. Now he's caught in the act of Edom. But if he has Edim that he only owes 50, then Einech Nami.
Okay, and the second question, why do we say Kavachomer? Don't we say that for the Asbaldin Kamei Edim?
So that's a discussion that Rishonim talk about. How much Kamei Edim does it mean? Does it really mean like Mei Edim? If I admit I did nothing wrong and the guy says I owe money, am I going to beat them out? Certainly not. The Edim always...
But Hodas Baldin is when it goes against you.
Hodas Baldin is if I admit in a vacuum,
right,
they trust my admission like the power of Edim. But if Edim are some coming
when
to me, machish
no,
me...
When there's no time, I mean, when somebody
exactly.
is not doing anything.
Exactly, but if they Edim against what I'm saying, I'm certainly not going to be accepted my opinion. The Gemara is going to go through different cases of Hoda versus Edom in just a second. There's an interesting Rashi in the top for a second. Look at Rashi, Dima Maskov Hai Bekule Bai Dilodi, Vechi Tema, Miga de Chashira Mamona, Chashira Shvasa. The guy now is, he lied. He said he owes nothing. Now the Edom say he really owes 50. How do we trust him to take a Shua Moda Bemiksas in this case now? Velo Nirma Yala Shvasa. We say when the guy's Chashira Mamon, we can't throw Shvua on top of him. Lo chashir mamona. This guy is not really choshir amamona, at least in the second case. Lefisha b'tzona hayamode b'kula. He really wanted to admit he owes everything, but he didn't have the money, he didn't have the cash on him. So it's actually going on the previous case, not the Edom case, the regular Hoda case. The guy wanted to admit everything, but he didn't have the money, so therefore he said only half of it, so he could still take a shua because he's not really choshir amamona. It's a question really on the other side. If the guy really wanted to deny everything, and he, because May is part of, he admitted half of it, so how can we trust the Shua? Rashi doesn't address the question here.
But in the case that he's modded for half, and he brings Aiden for half, he doesn't have to do the Shua.
If he's modded for half, he brings Aiden for half, he doesn't have to bring the Shua. Because he says something, and Aiden will support him.
Right. And that's it.
Now, there's an interesting Mordechai here. The Gemara says, Mipnei Ma Amar Torah. So the concept of modded b'miksas is a pasuk in Parsha, it's Kihuzeh. So why is the Rabbah giving an explanation of the pasuk here? We have the concept of machlokas Rabbi Shimon versus Chachamim, darsh time of the krah. We paskin ain't darsh in time of the krah. That's only Rabbi Shimon who darsh in time of the krah. So what's Rabbah doing? So everybody agrees. Pnei Yeshua writes that even though we paskin not to do darsh time of the krah, Bagata we say it is. There's a big inyan to learn the reasons behind mitzvahs, but we don't apply it to halacha. So how's Rabbah using this svar to apply it to halacha? So the Mordechai writes that since this mode of mitzvahs case doesn't really make much sense. Really, the guy admitted to half of it, so why should he have to pay the full amount? Really, he should be trusted. So since it's a Chiddush HaTorah, Rabbi wanted to explain to us what the Chiddush HaTorah was, because it didn't make sense according to the Svara. That's what he explains. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, my Kavachomer. So what's the Kavachomer? We said, if Hodah could result in Moda B'Miksas, so then certainly Kavachomer should lead to Moda B'Miksas. So what exactly is this Kavachomer? So the Gemara explains as follows. The Gemara says, Ma piv shein mechayv mamon, mechayv shvua, edim shemechayv osa mamon, eno din shemechayv osa shvua. So if a piv, a hoda, cannot result in a chiyav mamon, the Gemara will explain exactly in a second what that means, calling to your case of hodas baal din kamei edim damim, but right now just accept, hoda cannot result in a chiyav mamon, but edim can be mechayv mamon, so then if hodas baal din can result in a shvua, eno din that Edom should also be Mechayv Shvua. So the Gemara says, so that's the Kavachomer. Gemara says, Piv Ein Mechayv Mamon? What do you mean? My Hoda can result in a Chi Mamon? V'ha Hoda's Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami. What do you mean? If I admit I owe money to you, I'm trusted like 100 Edom. Of course I could be Mechayv myself money. So the source for this concept, see Rashi says, what is this concept of Hoda? Where does it come from? So Rashi refers to a Brisa Tosefta in the Bamitzia, the Perek Rishon, our Perek here. But what's the real source that Hoda is trusted Kimei Edim? So Rashi quotes a pasuk elsewhere in Kihuzeh. Kihuzeh, which is the source of Moda B'miksas. That means my Hoda could result in a Shua. It's also the source that my admission it could result, my Hoda could be Mechai myself Mamon. It's a pasuk. Others say, the Ketos has 2 days, you know what Hoda is? It's not because of a pasuk. It's what's called Hischaivas. If I say, I owe money, I'm Mechai myself. I need to keep to my word. Not because I'm trusted. When you make a statement, it's like Bataras Neder. It's another discussion. When you say you owe money, that's like a Taras Neder, and you're Mechai yourself to pay money. And others say, no, Hoda is Nemanus. Not that I'm creating something. When I make Hoda, there's some level of Nemanus by me saying something. So either way, we see that Hodas Baldin does result in a Chi Mamon. So that Kavachomer doesn't make sense to Edom. So Gemara says no. Ma piv shein mechayva knas mechayva shua. That's a good line. So what's mamon? So mamon doesn't mean mamon. It means knas, a penalty. So now the kal v'chomer is to be understood as follows. Ma piv shein mechayva b'knas mechayva shua. We know hoda by moda b'knas pater. If I admit that I stole something, I don't pay kefo. If I'm caught and the edim catch me, I pay kefo. If I admit to the geneva, I'm pater from kefo because moda b'knas pater. So here we're saying ma piv shein mechayva knas hoda doesn't result in a penalty, but it's mechayv shua because of shua moda mixas. It can result in a shua. So edim shemechayvim also knas. If I'm caught with edim, I would have to pay the kefil or any other knas. Einodin shemechayvim also shvua. So certainly I should have to pay the shvua as well, make the shvua as well. Modem mixas. So that's the kal v'chom. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mal piv shekein mechayv a carbon. Tomer beedim shein mechayv also a carbon. So if I admit to a carbon, I did a chatas, I did a chil shabbos, so I need to bring a chatas. If Edim come along and say I did something on Shabbos b'shogeg, then not chayv to give a carbon. So there's a weakness that Hoda is stronger than Edim. So Gemara says no. Holokasha, Rabbi Chia hold like Rabbi Meir Sfilei. Damar Edim mechayven also carbon mekavachomer. He holds no. And Edim can make me pay a carbon chatas. How do we know? The Mishnah tells us. The Tanan. The Mishnah tells us in Krisus. Amru lo shnayim. Two people say to you, Achal techelav. You ate chelav, which is fats. If you eat chelav, be mezid it chiyav karis. But you ate it b'shogeg. So when you do a avera b'shogeg on an iser karis, you bring a carbon chatas. So you ate, the Edom said, you ate chelav, but who amar lo chalti? I didn't eat it. I did nothing. Rabbi Meir Omer Mechayv, you have to pay. The Edom, if the hodah, if I admitted to the chelav, I would bring carbon. So certainly Edom can be Mechayv, me a carbon. So Rabbi Chia holds, like Rabbi Meir, that Edim can be mechayv carbon, so the kavah chomer makes sense. And chachamim potim, chacham say the potter. What's the reason? Amrla, Rabbi Meir says, how can you say the potter and bring carbon chatas? Im heviuhu shnayim lide misa, if two Edim can bring a guy to misa that you did chil Shabbos b'mezid with hasra, they can mechayv skila, so misa chamura lo yaviu lide carbon haka? They can't mechayv you to bring a lesser punishment, namely a carbon. Of course, Edim can be mechayv a carbon. But Amr lo, Chachamim say, no, ma im yir tilomar mezid ha'isi iftar. They could just walk away and say, no, you're right, I ate the chaylev, but I'm pater. Since they could, but I did it b'mezid rather. And we know when you do an aveir b'mezid, it doesn't result in a carbon chatas, only b'shogeg. So since the person could have said, I did b'mezid, he's trusted that way, he's also trusted to say, I didn't do this at all. So according to Chachamim, Edim cannot be mechayv a carbon. But Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Meir that Edim can be mechayv a carbon. So if you look at Tosfos for a second, look at Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ma Im Yirtze, the last two lines of Tosfos. He asks, Im Tomar Heyach Neman Lomar Mezid Ha'isi Ha'ein Adam Mezim Asma Rasha Kedamar Perk Kamad Sanhedrin Kavi Ploni Rivani Litzoni. So wait a second. The reason why Chachamim say I'm pater from bringing a carbon is when the two Edim say I ate chaylev, I could have said mezid ha'isi. But I can't say mezid ha'isi. Person can't make himself into a rasha. That's not a possible tain I can make. So how could that be? Therefore the migo is thrown out. It's not an option for me to say mezid ha'isi because ain Edim, ain adam mezim asma rasha. So Anshes Tosfos v'yesh lomar dein neman lifsol asma. I'm not trusted to say I'm pasul, I'm a rasha, that I can't be an aid. That's where I'm not trusted. Aval hacha here, osa tshuva, v'ino rotu lahavi chulun lazara. Here, by the case, I want to do tshuva. So now what's going to happen? Edim say I'm chayv to bring a carbon. But I did it b'mezid. If I bring a carbon, that means I'm bringing a carbon, but I was really b'mezid. I'm not chayv a carbon. So how could they say I did this b'shogeg if I know I really did b'mezid? I want to do tshuva now. So they're making me violate the isser, bring chulun lazara, because I only did this b'mezid. So that gives me ne'emanus, since I can say mezid, not to make me a rasha, but to make me pater from bringing a carbon from the chulun bazara, that gives me ne'emanus. So therefore the mezid ha'isi is a possible taina, which then gives amigo strength to when I say I didn't do anything at all, that gives me the power to say I did nothing, I deny the entire thing. You see that?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Sorry,
yeah. No?
No, I see it, but he's not saying mezid, so...
No, but that's what amigos were.
No, because the question is, how could you say that he wants to say mezid? that he could say mezid, emigo. He can't say mezid because ein adam osel on the rasha. He says, but he could, because if he would be...
Had he said mezid, we would then assume he's someone who's actually on the...
But that's migo. That's migo.
It works. It's amigo and amigo. It's amigo and amigo. Amigo is that he could have tied the mezid. How could he tie to the mezid? Because the mezid itself has amigo that... and. In that case, that he's tiny
amigo. That's not amigo. It's amigo in a very narrow situation. But it's not amigo and amigo.
My
it's an option.
Taino of Mezid implies he'd have a mental disposition that he doesn't really actually have. So to say, but this person himself, we're looking at this person who's not that person on his
No, but tshuva. Anyone who brings a carbon,
Taino of Mezid.
If we make him bring a carbon, he's only allowed to bring a carbon if he does tshuva. He can't bring a carbon if he doesn't do tshuva. Even if Adam says chayev, it's zovech risham to'eva. You can't bring it as a rasha. So only shav midiyasa, the Gemara says, if this tshuva, can the carbon be accepted. So he's on the path of tshuva now, once he's willing to bring the carbon. But wait a second. If I want to really do tshuva and bring the carbon, I can bring a carbon because I really did amaze it. Okay, fine. Now, the Shita Gebetza asks an interesting question. Now, the Shita's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who holds that two Adam can be mechayv a carbon. So now they say, I ate chalif. I said, I can't bring a chalif. I achatas. I did amaze it. Still, the Eidim beat me up. So what happens is now, they're forcing me to bring a chatas when I'm really not chayav because I did a b'mezid. So now, how did the Kohanim, now the problem is now that the Kohanim have to bring a carbon on my behalf, which is really chulun bazar, so they're violating this big isser. How is it fair to the Kohanim that the Eidim could cause that all to happen?
The Eidim altered the Metzius. The Eidim make it that it was.
So that Shita Mekubetza says one line like that. That's really, once the Eidim say it, that becomes the Metzius, even lagabe the Kohanim. And the other suggestion, he says, no, if I want to bring it, if I'm a Kohen, then I'm allowed to bring it. Based on what the Eidim are saying, then I would bring it itself, and it wouldn't impact the other Kohen. It becomes a very limited understanding of what the Eidim are doing.
One more point. If somebody steals money in his mode, he brings Chomesh and he brings a Korban. And if you have Eidim, you only pay Kefal.
Right, that's the next line of the Gemara. Very good. Okay. So Gemara now says, Ela Malapiv, Shekein Mechaivo, Asham Hayinu, so Gemara says, wait a second, if I'm Mechaiva, I did a gzela, and I took a shvua. So then I admitted to making a false shvua here. So the halach is, we read last, the end of Maseches Baba Kama, that I have to pay a chomesh and an asham, a carbon asham. So my hodah results in a chomesh and an asham, but if an edim catch me, it doesn't result in a carbon. So Gemara says, Asham Hainu Karban. No, it's the same thing. Meaning, Rabbi Meir would say, just like he said, by a regular case of Chalev, the Eidim could result in Chiv Chatas. Seemingly, he would say, by the case of the Karban Asham, the Eidim could also be Mechayim to bring a Karban.
If Eidim come and say that he stole, he has to pay Kefil and a Karban?
According to Rabbi Meir, it seems. I'm seeing if Rashi says anything here. But yeah, I believe according that's what the Gemara answered. Hainu Asham, Asham Hainu Karban. Even though the Pasuk says Vizvada, right, Meir thinks even Adam, it's a Kavah Chomer, I think he holds. There's no Rashi here though, right? Yeah, they would result in a Karban. Even though it goes against everything we saw at the end of Maseches Baba Kama, that only Hodah,
right.
This is a Das Yachid of Rabbi Meir. So then the Gemara says, fine, Ela Malapiv Shekin Mechayv Chomesh. What about Chomesh? If I admit to my Shuas Sheker, I pay a Chomesh. If Adam catch me in it, I don't pay a Chomesh. The Gemara says, Holokasha, that's not a problem either, because Rabbi Chia again holds like Rabbi Meir, Svirle, Ki Hechad Mechayv Le Karbon, Mechayv Chomer, Mechayv Le Chomesh, Mechayv Chomer. He thinks they go hand in hand. Just like Adam and Mechayv Karbon Asham, they would also be chayev a chomesh, and that's because the Gemara, look at Rashi, chomesh v'asham, im nishwa v'kafer mamon v'hodek siv, o mikol asher yishba olav l'sheker. The Gemara, Rashi, the psukim, seem to connect both the chomesh and asham together. So if Adam could mechayev a asham, they can be mechayev a chomesh as well.
And is not chayev kefal?
Not in the case of Adam, you're saying. If I admit only chomesh v'... If the Adam catch me, the Chori Chayv Kefil also, I think you're right.
Right, so then
it's a lot.
Kefil and Chomer.
Yeah. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir, but yeah, that's what would happen within his world. So Ella Malapiv, the Gemara says, Ella Malapiv, Shekain Ein Bahachasha Bahazama, Tomer Be'edim Sheeshim Bahachasha Bahazama. So wait a second, I could find another strength that Hodah is more powerful than Adam, and that's going to break up the Kavach Chomer from before, that if I make an admission, that cannot be denied. What does this mean? So Rashi says, "Ein b'chashav b'hazama." Im hodu lo b'mana. If I admit to paying, I owe a mana. Uba Edim Vichikshu Halomar Eina Chayv Lo Klum Eino Niftar Bekach. Edim say, you know, you don't owe any money. That doesn't work. I already admitted it. The Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edim Dami. It has a power of Edim. It beats out a Hodah in that direction. I'm ready Mechayv to pay, either because of Eschayvus or because of Nemanus, whatever the understanding is. As opposed to Edim, Sheim Bo, says Rashi, Sheim Bo, Shnaim Edim, Vechishimo, Hizumum, Ain't a Mishalim, Mamon Apim. Then they would neutralize each other. So we see Hodah is greater than Edim. So Gemara therefore rejects his Kavachomer, Rabbi Chiya. So we should stop here. The Gemara is now going to go into a whole other discussion about really the Kavachomer, Rabbi Chiya, is really not from Hodah, it's really from Eid Echad. That if Eid Echad can be Mechayva, Vamoda Mixas, certainly Edim can, but that's going to go well into Daf Dalet. So we'll pick up tomorrow then.
I think closest to Teretz is totally on the